On January 17, 2024, National Polygamy Advocate Mark Henkel explains why polymonogamy and democracy are alike. Hello, friends, supporters, listeners, and sharers. Last week, in the previous episode number 304 of January 10, 2024, I mentioned that I was a little bit less than healthy. Unfortunately, that continues this week too. So, even shorter than last week's episode, the word for this episode will also be shorter. As well, two episodes ago, in episode number 303 of January 3, 2024, I had mentioned about how someone had accidentally crashed their car into the storefront of a brick-and-mortar shop I own. Well, I have good news. The storefront was finally replaced this very week. Woohoo! Insurance did pay for it. Double woohoo! And my wife's blood tests came out with all being in perfect range stats. This weekend, she is both blessed and victorious in her battle against cancer. Amazing! Triple, even quadruple, woohoo! So yeah, between those events and my own feeling under the weather, I have had a number of things understandably occupying my time and thoughts this week. Anyway, in last week's episode number 304 of January 10, 2024, I noted that the implosion of the Sister Wives family was not a failure of polygamy, because it was actually a failure of polymonogamy in application. Let's take a deeper look into that word, shall we? The term polymonogamy is quite a lot like the term democracy. Let me explain. In a sense of description, America is indeed based on democracy, but only as a broad concept. Unlike aristocracy, which uses the class system, democracy is the opposite of that in terms of equality of popular sovereignty. So one can rightly say, in description, that America is based on democracy. We are not an aristocracy. But one may not otherwise accurately say that we are a democracy in application. The 100% fact is that we are not a democracy. That's right. We are not a democracy. That is because, in application, a democracy is the intentional discrimination against the minority by the majority. Being a democracy means two wolves and one sheep voting on what is for dinner. A democracy will never, indeed can never, protect the rights of any minority. That is why the U.S. founders solved the democracy problem by instead creating a constitutional representative republic. Think about it. We only vote for members of the House of Representatives, now for senators too since 1913 with the 17th Amendment, and for electors for U.S. President. We never vote for any laws, for the reps or senators of other states, or for any judges. We are the United States of America, not the United People of America. African Americans, women, and six-year-olds never once voted for their own right to vote. If we were a democracy in application, all would have already had the right to vote. The 15th Amendment in 1870 very rightly guaranteed African-American men the right to vote. The 19th Amendment of 1920 very rightly guaranteed women the right to vote. The 26th Amendment of 1971 very rightly guaranteed all 18-year-olds the right to vote. But here we are, as I now say this in the year 2024, and yet, 6-year-olds still do not have the right to vote. I think that makes sense, of course. But that shows us that we are not a democracy. Moreover, as much as I absolutely support the right to vote, the fact still remains that voting does not make us a democracy. If you use a doctor procedure of CPR to save someone's life, that does not make you a doctor. Likewise, just because we use a democracy procedure of voting for only a very few people, that does not make us a democracy. This is why the word democracy appears nowhere in the Constitution. And it is also why Article 4, Section 4 instead says, quote, "The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government," unquote. That does not mean the Republican Party, now known as the GOP. Not at all. Rather, the word Republican, which solved the democracy problem, refers to the three separate branches of government, i.e., legislative, executive, and judicial branches. We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional representative republic. So we learn that we can rightly use the word democracy in description, but not in application. In description, we are people-based democracy because we are not class-based aristocracy. But in application, we are not a democracy. Whew! I said all that to say this. This kind of juxtapositioning of meanings also occurs with the term polymonogamy. That is, in description, one may rightly say that the relationships between a polygamous husband and his wives are polymonogamy. That is, the wives do not typically have marital relations with each other. Each is usually only with the husband. The husband marries each wife. The wives do not necessarily marry each other. This is how polymonogamy can make sense in description, and only in description. Yes, I am using polygyny, P-O-L-Y-G-Y-N-Y, polygyny, for this example, for simplicity's sake. One husband and multiple wives. Of course, the same could be true for polyandry too in reverse. However, in application, polygamous families typically should not live separately as polymonogamy, where the wives live separately and they do not bond as a family together. This is how the term polymonogamy is just like the word democracy. Just as the term democracy may only be accurately used in a limited way in description, but not in application, the term polymonogamy may only be accurately used in a limited way in description, but not in application. And there you have it. Now you know why I will make a description of the relationships of each of the wives to the husband as polymonogamy, while I will simultaneously advise against the application of polymonogamy in terms of wives living separated and not unified as a family together. I support democracy and polymonogamy in description, but I will not support democracy or polymonogamy in application. For the words polymonogamy and democracy, the matter comes down to a difference of description versus application. And now you know the difference too. So with that, I again thank you for celebrating, supporting, listening to, and sharing the National Polygamy Advocate Podcast.
Mark Henkel is National Polygamy Advocate, presenting polygamy to the public since 1994. NationalPolygamyAdvocate.com.